Hi, I'm Kathy Fink. I'm half of Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks, our Grammy-winning duo and artistic directors of Strathmore's Ukulele Festival.
Hi, I'm Lauren Campbell, Vice President of Education and Community Engagement at Strathmore.
And we are so happy to have you both back. It's become a little bit of an annual tradition where we're talking about the Uke Fest at Strathmore. It's going to be back August 13th through the 17th. In case folks missed our previous interviews the past couple years, I'll just lay it out the general premise here. What's Uke Fest all about?
Ukefest is all about the mighty ukulele, that four-string piece of wood and wonder that is also known as the jumping flea. It is an instrument played by everyone from kids up to seniors, and that's what our Ukefest has. We have classes, we have jam sessions, we have concerts, we have a celebration, awesome community, and this is our first in-person Ukefest in 2 years.
Awesome. Yeah, so explain that last point you just made about, so how was it, trying to navigate the virtual pandemic waters and how excited to finally be back in person?
Well, we did a great job of navigating the pandemic waters. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we're better off building community and somehow sharing music online than not at all. And we were able, I think, to do a great job of keeping the community together. And now we're getting ready to welcome about 90 ukulele players slash students and another 10 staff people to Strathmore for a masked, vaccinated, indoor, air-conditioned experience.
Awesome. All right. So explain what happens with, in terms of the actual, I don't know, what do you call it? Like curriculum, who's going to be on hand teaching them? How many days do they show up in the classroom? Like lay out sort of, how it works, lesson wise.
Ukefest is a 5-day event starting on Saturday, and the mornings are dedicated to your ukulele skills. And we've got people divided into different class levels from advanced beginner. We've got several intermediate classes, and we have an advanced class being taught by an amazing Hawaiian master of the ukulele. Herb Ota Jr. is flying in from Oahu. And Daniel Ward is going to be teaching flamenco ukulele. Marcy Markser, the music of Duke Ellington for the uke. I teach a class on the versatile uke player. And Eve Goldberg from Toronto is going to be taking those confident beginners and turning them into intermediates. And then in the afternoons, we do what we call choice classes, where there are, over the course of all of those days, probably, I don't know, I'm making this up, about 20 different classes where people just decide at the moment, oh, that's what I want to do for the next hour. And they get to sort of mix and match and taste different kinds of styles and try different things. And there's time and room for jam sessions, for practicing a little bit if you're gonna be part of our student showcase. And then we have concerts on Saturday and Sunday evening with the staff and the student showcase. And on Wednesday night, we have the massive, great, full community. Bring your ukulele, sing along, play along, all staff concert on the lawn at Strathmore.
Oh,
Did I
awesome.
miss anything, Lauren?
I don't think so. There's a big party on Tuesday night to celebrate. We'll be outside jamming and eating together and building some more community. I think one of the best things about this event that we've been running for so long now, together with Kathy and Marcy and Strathmore, is the fact that there's this real skill development. You can come in, as Kathy said, as a confident beginner and leave an intermediate. We really take seriously the skill building and having a really sophisticated advanced track. And if you want to just strum and sing and relax and be with people and make music in an easier way, you can do that too.
That's great that it's for experts and beginners and everyone in between.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And well, I guess to that point, will you have instruments? Will you have ukuleles on site available, or like used ones to use, or are there local stores? I know in past interviews, you've plugged a couple local stores that people could maybe go pick them up for their own. So what do you suggest?
Well, people typically bring their own ukuleles to learn on. We have two fabulous stores that have been longtime supporters of Strathmore's Ukefest, and that is the House of Musical Traditions in Tacoma Park, Maryland, and Middle Sea Music in Washington, D.C. And then we have some sponsors who have donated ukes to Ukefest, and they're very, very nice ukuleles. The Martin Guitar Company, the Ohana Ukulele Company, Kala Ukuleles have all donated beautiful ukes. And if you come with a uke that is kind of like your first uke and you're thinking, yeah, it's time for me to bump up and improve, we're going to have some great ukuleles for you to choose from.
Awesome. And then in terms of, you know, the price of admission, how much does it cost? I assume it's not just, you know, piecemeal per day. I assume you just pay for the whole, what is it, 6 days or whatever?
Yeah, it's 5 days. And Lauren, do you have the price structure in your head?
I don't have it in my head. I think it's $448, but I will have to double check on that, Jason.
No, it's okay. We can link to the website. Does registration close on a certain day?
I think they close
at noon on Friday. So we really would love to get everybody in by noon on Friday. Obviously, if you catch a wild hare and get inspired and want to come join us Saturday morning, we will make space. So you can just give us a call if you decide to come afternoon on Friday. But the online sales are until noon.
Yeah, and we do have a handful of weekend-only passes. We know there are some people who can't be there through Wednesday because of work commitments. And so we've got some people who come for just the weekend, but most people really come for the full 5 days. And it's really going to be fantastic to be together again. And I want to do a little hats off to Strathmore, because Strathmore has run a lot of programs throughout COVID that have remained safe, kept people healthy. That's our goal throughout Ukefest, is to build the comfort level of being together, but also making sure that we all stay healthy.
Awesome. And tout the, I know most people don't like to talk about themselves, but tout the credibility of yourself, you know, as you mentioned, the Grammy winner yourself. So talk about how they're getting some really top-notch acclaimed instruction here.
We pride ourselves on having the best instructors available, and that's what we've done through the last 14 years. So as I mentioned, Herb Ota Jr., he actually comes from a lineage of amazing ukulele players. He plays both Hawaiian music as well as jazz. He's a very sweet man. Marcy Markser helped jumpstart the current ukulele craze that's been going on for the last 25 years. She is a master player and teacher on so many different styles and so many different instruments. We've got another local performer and teacher, Maureen Andari, and she does phenomenal workshops on vocal technique. She's a beautiful singer. She does some uke workshops as well, and she's fantastic. All the way from, I think he's living in Arizona now, is Daniel Ward. And Daniel specializes in flamenco ukulele. So we're really bringing in a lot of diversity, including Pablo Regis, who is bringing in some Brazilian music. He plays an instrument called the cavaquinho, which is a Brazilian version of an ukulele. And it's an opportunity for students to hear another context in which they can be playing their four-string instruments. I myself, Kathy Fink, in addition to teaching a course on becoming a versatile ukulele player, I'll be teaching a harmony singing class. I'll be teaching a class called Taking the Stage and learning how to sort of preside over your audience and best practices for that. Learning how to play along to a metronome, all different kinds of things. The classes are all online. You go to strathmore.org/uke. And you can read a detailed description of all the classes. And I do want to say that we have a handful of incredibly talented kids. I think they're ages like 9 to 14 who are coming. And I'm really excited about that as well.
Awesome. Well, I have plenty of information to use on the actual, Ukefest as a festival. Tell me, I guess before we run, I guess in closing, talk about the instrument itself. What is it about the ukulele that you just love? Is it, either you know, the musicality of it, how it sounds, or the portability, or, you know, whatever. So tell me about why it's such a unique instrument.
It's a unique instrument partly because of the portability, partly because of the accessibility. This is an instrument that you can just play a couple of chords and strum. It'll sound great and you'll have a great time. Or you can work on becoming a virtuoso and play very complicated classical or Celtic or Brazilian music and, you know, wow the crowd and still be making great music and everything in between. I think of the ukulele as one of the great instruments for social music conducting. One of my favorite parts of the Wednesday night concert is at 6:30. The participants of UkeFest help us lead an all-audience ukulele jam. So, audience, bring your ukuleles. We'll help you tune them up if you need to. And for a half an hour, we're going to all make music together before the concert starts.
I love it. And I agree with you entirely about the instrument. It's my wife has one hanging on the wall right next to us as we speak. She loves playing it, and it is just such a special instrument. So, all right, everybody, thanks so much for doing this. Again, everyone, it's the Uke Fest at Strathmore, August 13th through 17th. Registration closes at noon Friday, you know, because the festival kicks off Saturday. So everyone head to strathmore.org and sign up. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Talk to you later. Bye.